Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, Mary, Mother of the Church.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, Woman, here is your son. Then he said to the disciple, Here is your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. The Gospel of the Lord. So why are we reading this gospel? At this time of year, it's not Lent. It's not Holy Week. It's the Feast of Mary, Mother of the Church. So Jesus, this amazing, powerful person, we might think of him as a magnetic personality. He's now on the cross, utterly defeated, hanging on a cross, beaten and whipped. A great man who exuded wisdom, care, compassion, and charm. A great teacher who was leading people to a whole new vision of what human life could be. It started in a small nation in the Middle East. It came to be known as Christianity, and it's still with us today. It should be said that Christianity has had an ambiguous history down through the centuries, but we can hope that it is largely purified today and back to its roots, or getting back, simple, down-to-earth, plain. I find it stunning that John tells us that Jesus' mother Mary and her sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene, as well as John, were there. That his mom, his Imma, was not alone but supported by persons who are her closest and treasured friends. I just find it so neat that Mary had a sister. I have four. It makes her so real. The tradition is that this is when Jesus gives his mother to us, making us her children. She was a simple, plain little woman, but she had to take us on. Because she is his mother. She is. That fact makes her great. It projected her, propelled her through time and space into the now, into the right here. What can we do but go to her, eh? Think what she said. Think about Fatima. Think about Lourdes. Think about Guadalupe. She comes and she's here for us. She's so big, this little woman. So what can we do but go to her, our mother? God bless you.